So, are you ready to play? To please your mistress? I want to start with something simple. Whichever hand you masturbate with, I want you to slip it into your pants. Get a firm grip on that gorgeous cock. This is step one. Got it? Go ahead. Tell me you understand. Say, yes, mistress. Good boy. I want you to stroke it just a little. Nice and slow and gentle. I need you to understand that for the rest of this audio, this cock in your hand, this is our cock. And we're going to have fun with it, aren't we? Our cock is so hard and thick. It's perfect and beautiful, and it deserves to be played with, to be licked and handled and worshipped, and to be seen. Don't you agree? Say yes, mistress. Now, I want you to get a blindfold or something you can use to cover your eyes. Tie it over your eyes, but not too tight, so you can slip it up and down if you need to see. Next, find a bed or something soft to lay on, because today, your mistress is going to take you on a guided tour. So I can show off this wonderful cock of ours. So press pause and get comfortable. Keep our cock nice and hard. And when you're ready, start this audio again. Can you do that for me? Good boy. Go ahead. Get ready for me. I'll be waiting right here for you. Are you ready? Say yes, mistress. Such a good boy. Now, have you ever played Would You Rather? I'm going to ask a few Would You Rather questions, but there's a catch. There's only one answer I'll accept. That answer is always, yes, mistress. Understood? Good boy. Now, you'd never really expose yourself in a public library, would you? That's not a trick question. You can say no, because I haven't asked, would you rather yet? So, you would never expose yourself in a library, would you? Good boy. Now, if your mistress wanted you to imagine taking it out in a library, you'd do that for me, wouldn't you? And if I want you to imagine I have our cock in my tight, hot hand, and I'm guiding you through the library, naked, blindfolded, you'd let me, right? Especially if I was tugging on your cock like a dog on a leash. Leading you past the bookshelves? Would you disappoint me and resist? Or would you rather follow your mistress? Good boy. And if I dragged you by that throbbing, drooling dick and tugged you into the middle of a silent study area, you'd follow me there, wouldn't you? I want you to imagine it's quiet at first. Just a few tittering feminine whispers. Then people start to look up. The sound of crisp pages being turned. Keyboards clicking. The hiss of someone's earbuds turned up too high. They all stop. You're blindfolded, but you can sense the air go still around us. You hear hushed gasps. Women getting out of their seats, whispering. That's when I tell you, you're embarrassing me. It's not because you're naked, exposing yourself to half a dozen slutty-looking librarians and students, hair pinned back, straightening their glasses, caught in the middle of organizing book carts or reading. No, you're embarrassing me because you're not even trying to entertain them by stroking yourself. Do you know how many romance novels these girls read throughout their day? Do you know how wet that makes them? How needy they are? So, go ahead. Play with it. Stroke our cock. Let these nice ladies know that you find them utterly sexy. Let them see how much you appreciate their hard work. Maybe your mistress will be generous and have them line up for you. They'll be shocked at first, seeing me point at the carpet in front of you while I hold you by the balls. They're confused, but just a little hungry, licking their lips, seeing our cock squeezed in your tight fists. But I want you to keep stroking, even when I tell you that they're kneeling in front of you right now. You'd come for them, wouldn't you? If your mistress asked you to. What if they raised their skirts to get on their knees and scooted up to you, exposing soft legs wrapped in shiny pantyhose? They're whispering about how weird all this is, but they can't just hold themselves back. Sitting in a half circle to see what happens, admiring how hard you are, how fast you're stroking it, how intense you look, fucking yourself in front of their faces. Would you rather disappoint them? Or would you rather make me proud and come for these nice girls? Good boy. But why stop there? If I have you by the cock, why don't I take you on a tour? Why shouldn't I lead you to the art museum next? They're having a live art show a few blocks away, right now. They're calling it a living exhibit with nude models. Dozens of women standing on marble pedestals like statues, posing bare, exposed. That's where I'll take you, to show you off, to see their reactions. Bodies as beautiful and sculpted as Greek gods. Perfect tits and bubbly asses. Models who have traveled all over the world to show off their bodies. Just imagine the looks on their faces when I walk in dragging you by our cock. And then I take you, blindfolded, past each one of them, pumping your dick as I describe the looks on their faces. I'll even tell you which ones are interested, which ones look eager, like they let me guide our cock right up to their wet lips. So you could start fucking them right there. Would you like that? Would you like to know which ones wish they could climb down and suck our cock deep into their throats? Which ones are unconsciously moving their hips, imagining they're grinding on top of you? Or would you rather I guide you toward the girls who look scandalized? Trick question. I really hope you answered yes, because that's exactly what I'm doing. Oh, I'll tell you which one of the models look like they want to fuck your brains out. Just because I like to feel our cock twitch in my hands. Maybe we'll walk right past them, to the models who look shocked and a little intrigued. I'll aim our cock at their soft, naked bodies, and watch their tits bounce as they try to turn away from it. I'll jerk our cock with you and aim it right at their wide eyes and gaping mouths. And that's when I'll finally lower your blindfold. Right when you're about to come. Right when you're twitching and it's inevitable. When our cock is ready to drench her in your hot, sticky seed. That's when I'll show you. So you can see her surprise as you plaster her with your cum. I want that. I want that so bad. You'll give that to me, won't you? You'll let me see the shock on their faces as I aim you at them, one by one. That way no one knows exactly who's going to get your load, except me. Don't worry, I'll pick the prettiest one for you. I'll pick the cutest, tightest, sluttiest model for you to spray. Because you're my good boy, and I want you to come extra hard for me. You'll do that for me, won't you? Say it. Now, one last question before I change the rules of our game. Do you want to come here, now, at the museum? Or would you rather see what I've saved for last? Good boy. So follow me now as I lead you, blindfolded, into the shower rooms. But before we get in the pool, I need you to slip into a pair of swim trunks for me. I need you to pull them up just above mid-thighs, so the drawstring is just under your balls. And that's where I'll tie them, so you can feel my fingers on your sensitive skin, double knotting the string, making sure our cock is on full display. Now, won't you join me out on the pool deck? While I stroke you faster, walking you like you're my pet. Because I want you extra hard for this part. I want your cock straining and twitching. Because I brought all my hottest girlfriends together to relax in the water. And I want to give them a good show. You wouldn't argue with me, would you? You know, you're my pool toy today. You're the party favor I've brought to show off to all my friends, which is why we're marching right to the edge of the pool so your cock is facing them. Then I can slip behind you while you're still blindfolded, and I press my tits against your back. I'll grasp the base of your cock with one firm hand and help jerk you harder with the other. So hard and so sloppy, using my spit to lubricate our cock. You can hear them giggling and splashing just in front of you, can't you? Staring up at you from the pool. Would you like me to describe my friends to you? Tell you what they look like while their eyes are wide at the throbbing monster we're pumping up and down for them? Say it. Say yes, mistress. Alice is in front. She's the one with the loud laugh. And she looks absolutely stunning in her tight, wet one piece. She's completely mesmerized by the little show we're putting on, tugging her hair, trying to pretend she doesn't like what she sees. But she's crowded her way to the front, pressing her tits against the edge of the pool. So we know better, don't we? Wave to Alice, won't you? Good boy. Katrina is the quiet one, but you can hear her splashing from time to time, because while she pretends to be a prude, she's secretly super fucking depraved. In fact, she's hiding her face behind her hair right now, and I think her hand is down her bikini bottoms. I can see her tits bouncing just a little, rubbing herself under the water while she watches you. But the one I really want you to meet is Sarah. Sarah's got big, bright eyes, long hair, and she's had a few drinks, which is why her microkini isn't tied right anymore, and it's starting to slip to the side. She's pretending that she's completely grossed out by what you're doing, but I want you to know something. Every time your cock twitches like you're going to come, she sticks her tongue out and presses her tits together with her arms. Isn't that so fucking lewd? It is, isn't it? When she saw your shiny, wet cock head for the first time, she parted her mouth without even thinking about it. Then she stuck out her tongue. When everyone else saw, she acted like she was joking, like she was kidding about catching your hot load on her tongue. But then she saw you twitch again, and she did it again, and again. She's such a fucking slut for it. Her tits are so firm, pressed together. She knows you're blindfolded, which means she must be putting on this little show and knowing I'll describe it to you. So go on. Do it. That's right. I want you to come on, Sarah. I want you to call her bluff. I want you to spray your load all over my drunk, slutty friends. And when you spurt that big hot load you've worked up, I want us to jerk our cock side to side so we can give some to everyone. Can you hear them laughing? Can you hear them gathered under you, pretending this is all a game, like it's spring break and they're in a wet t-shirt contest or something? Like this is all just a goof, taking a hot load from a total stranger who I marched out to come for them. So do it. Come for me. I'm going to count to 10, and I want you to come for me. But when you do, I need you to think about their shocked faces getting sprayed. Think about their wide open mouths and pouty lips about to be shining with your cum. Can you do that for me? Good boy. 10, 9, 8. Be a good boy for me. 7, 6, 5, 4. Get ready. 3, 2, 1. Oh, that's right. That's right. I love the feel of your cock twitching in my hands, shooting ropes of cum all over my slutty friends. I need you to come on them. Oh, fuck. Good boy. Good fucking boy. You're so good for me. That's so fucking hot. Seeing your seed dripping down their chins, their tits, their lips. Such a good boy. You've been so good for your mistress. I think I'll take you out more often.